time to get back into the psyche of collecting. Hello and welcome to Modern Toy Therapy. I am your host, Dr. Modern Toy Fair, and I am joined by my lovely nurse, the man Modern Toy Fair has full custody over, the man Optimus Prime popped and refuses to stop, the man known as Bearded Spice, the Twilight Knight, the Master of Mac, the three-pump chump of taking this show off the rails, Nate. And this week we will be interviewing the very wonderful fill-in co-host for Jamar, who is still indisposed. He is the consumer of all things vile. He is one of the former co-hosts of the Figuratively Speaking podcast, Corey. How are you doing tonight?
Hello. How are you?
I was doing good. I was working on my Alan Moore impression.
It was perfect. Except
I need a wig, of course. You need a wig. Yes. But, yeah. But that wouldn't be hard. It would just be one of those parted.
I mean, realistically, we can do that in post. I made you He-Man for the history of He-Man. I made you Mr. Freeze for that one Toy Hunt video. Yeah. So, like, there's all sorts of really things good. I can do.
There was another, like, He-Man's probably my favorite, but there was another one, too, that I liked a lot. Well, the Selfie Series one was, I think, brilliant on multiple levels.
Yes.
And we're not talking about the actual selfie series, Corey. We're talking about the thumbnail for the video.
Yeah. I mean, I liked the selfie series. I don't care what anyone says. Like, mine turned out pretty good.
It was honestly fine for what it was. I just wish I could have
ordered one of the new ones with the beards and glasses and stuff. But
what if everybody thought you weren't He-Man and you were just trying to be Zac Efron from that?
Oh, my God.
That's cool, too.
I feel like that would have gotten us so many more views at that point because it did not perform well.
Do you guys understand the excitement level I have? Well, I don't remember the title of it, so the excitement level isn't that high, I guess. But I'm really excited about that new Zac Efron, John Cena movie that's coming out. But I just know when I see that there's a movie with Zac Efron and John Cena, that's the one I want to see. I don't really need to know the title.
I mean, probably is it Warner Brothers? Because it probably won't actually see
theaters. Shut your mouth.
It's not getting made.
So she has John Cena in it. Like, that's just a death, you know.
Well, he didn't get anything that got canceled, did it?
Yeah, the Wile E. Coyote movie. He was supposed to be in that.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Damn it, that was the other reason I wanted to see that movie.
Yeah.
And he was in Argyle, and that failed miserably, too.
Oh, that looks so good, though.
Well, I'm not talking
about it. It looked funny.
Or whatever.
Anyway, we are not here to talk about movies. We are here to talk about Corey.
I'm just here to talk about John Cena.
And his collection and his what we in the collecting world call our version of insanity and all of the rules we set for ourselves. So we're going to get right into it. What lines currently do you have in your collection?
Well, this will have to be an extended episode then if I'm telling you what I collect. there's a lot, but I do have weird rules for everything as well. I'm looking around here. I'm like, ooh. So I do NECA movie stuff, you know, whatever movies come out that I like. Transformers for sure. Transformers though is in a fickle, weird spot because I don't think I'm going to continue with like the robots in disguise and stuff. God, I'm drawing a blank now. DC, of course, McFarlane. Ninja Turtle Super 7. Once again, that's in a super weird spot because I'm only doing, you know, older style, the Playmates version of figures. And as we all know, that's kind of taken a hard left. Masters Universe, for sure. Pretty much anything Masters Universe. I did not collect the newer CGI stuff.
Are you talking about the kids line, right? Where they're big and bulky?
Yeah. It's okay. Fine, yeah. I did get the two collector style ones that they came out with. What were they called? Masterverse. The two Masterverse ones that were from that line, but I was not gonna go super deep with the regular kids line. Even though I did like a lot of the designs. Let me see. Ghostbusters, I was doing, you know, Plasma Series stuff, but that's kaput.
Do you do any Star Wars anymore?
Classifieds. Yeah, I do. I do, like, if it's, like, a really cool Black Series, you know, if it's, like, Thrawn or, you know, somebody awesome like that, or what was Rey's name in the show? The guy that passed away.
Oh, I think you meant Rey, like,
Baylan Skull.
Yeah, Baylan.
I thought you were baiting me, to be honest.
Yeah, I was just like, man, he's just going,
I was,
like,
I was gonna be like, no, Rey, like, Skywalker, and then someone was gonna freak out.
Yeah,
Rey Stevenson. I did. That was the last Star Wars figure I picked up. So, Black Series has kind of, like, really fallen off for me. I still try to get what I need for vintage, but man, it's, like, so confusing and just all over the board now. Like, I don't realize, like, what is a, it only takes you a couple of times to, like, buy a figure and be like, oh, this was a repackaged something else. And then it just, like, makes me mad. So, I've been having a hard time keeping up with that stuff. And also the prices are, like, totally insane. I picked up a Sabine, that deluxe Sabine, for like $17 with free shipping on eBay. Like, I don't know why or who would have gotten that, but you know, the prices on that stuff when it first comes out is like crazy. So I'm like, if I miss it, I miss it. You know, if I can pick it up at a cheaper price, for sure. I do get all the HasLabs though, because my brain just won't let me miss a HasLab, you know, the ghost awesome stuff. So I do get all those. Then looking behind me, I got Gargoyles. I'm doing most of what NECA comes out with, except a few odds and ends that I don't pick up.
So I see some D&D.
Ninja Turtles, I said. Yeah, I was so into the D&D stuff when it came out, because, like, I always loved, like, the older stuff, but when that movie hit, it was, like, peak awesome. I loved that movie.
Oh, that movie was fantastic.
It was so good, and it deserved so much more, but what can you do? Let's see. I pick and choose a lot of Marvel Legends now. I made a list of all of the Toy Biz Marvel figures. Like, I'm not talking, like, Legends. I'm talking, like, pre...
Oh, like the Spider-Man... Or no, you're talking old, yeah. Old. Okay.
Like, X-Men, 5POA, or not 5POA, because they had, like, knees and stuff. Elbows. You know, yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, yeah. X-Men, Spider-Man. I made a list of all the characters that they haven't made yet in Marvel Legends, and basically, that's what I'm shooting for there. I'm like, if they make these figures, I think I'll be set. And when they deviate from this type of... this list, I'm not too excited, but so yeah, that's all picky choosy now too. So what else? I think that's it, unless Nate's gonna come at me and be like, no, you collect this too.
Which is very possible.
Well, I was about to step in with Marvel Legends, because I was like, you didn't even mention Marvel Legends, because I know you may not buy a lot of them now. I know that you did have a lot of them.
I still have a lot. Like, I still have a lot of them, and I'm planning on at least, like, finishing Build-A-Figures. But once again, I'm like, I'm not paying $25 for some of these characters. It's just kind of silly. So, you know, my limit at some of these guys, I've told myself it's like $18, you know, for $18, I'd pick up Namorita and maybe the 90s Namor. I said I wasn't going to get him, but, like, if I, like, $15 to $18 in, like, a safe range, I was like, that's a little better. I'm not gonna go, you know, super deep with that stuff. So I think that's where I'm at. I think. But some Diamond Select stuff too. Like, there's a lot of Diamond Select stuff. Like, I was doing the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, those look so good though.
They actually are really, really well done. I was pretty blown away with how they look.
Yeah, my fiance got Gandalf when we went to the toy department. She found one that was, like, pre-owned, that was a really good price, and, like, it was sitting on the counter, and I was just like, wow, this looks fucking incredible.
Mm-hmm. What sold me was the Build-A-Figure Sauron. Like, mm-hmm. I really loved those movies growing up, and I sold off my Toy Biz ones probably 15 years ago, 20 years ago, when that, you know, market was peaked.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, man, I don't have like any representation of these, and they kind of fit that NECA movie figure like display. So yeah. I kind of have all that stuff together, but it's kind of weird because my like 80% of it is all horror, and then it's like Lord of the Rings over here, you know. So I'm kind of like building out like a more of a 7-inch fantasy shelf for that stuff. But yeah,
7-inch fantasy, been there.
It's one of Nate's Saturday morning rituals.
It just sounds. That sounds like a song, like
Mariah Carey.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm sorry. Please continue with your 7-inch fantasy.
Oh my god.
And yeah, like when I say DC, it's like pretty much across the board. Like I do the Batman animated series and the regular DC stuff.
That's strictly McFarlane, though, right?
McFarlane, yeah.
Okay. You don't have? Do you still have the old Mattel stuff?
Oh yeah, that's still there.
Okay.
But it's not like I'm collecting it.
Well, the question was, what was currently in your collection?
Oh, in my collection. Mm-hmm. Oh, all right. We're gonna be here a lot longer then. No.
Oh yeah, G.I. Joe. What's your G.I. Joe?
Classifieds. But I also have.
I guess
pretty much. Most of the 3¾ stuff that came out from the anniversary. What anniversary was that when it started up again?
When it started 25th.
25th, yeah. So yeah. 25th to like now that scale, whatever you want to call that. Yeah, I still have all that stuff too. So okay, now I think that's it.
So you mentioned a lot of stuff there. Is there anything in that list that you're like a completionist? You have to have every single one? Kind of like how Nate has his vintage collection, which because of the number, he has to have every numbered one?
I would say I'm somewhat of a completionist with Masters of the Universe. There are a couple of things that I don't have that I'm not really butthurt about getting at all. Like, I like some of the origin stuff that came out recently that was like PowerCon exclusive things. Like, I have a hard time justifying repaints all the time. You know, if it was like in some type of other type of media, like if I saw a Horde Trooper that was in red, all in red, and, you know, it was in the cartoon, then I'd be like, ah, crap, now I got to get it. But like, that Horde collection that they have for Origins, it's got Hordak, Grizzlor, and then the two Horde Troopers, right, Nate?
I can't
remember. In the Grizzlor, he was like painted a darker brown for like to be like an homage to the older toy, like the original. And I didn't really see a need for stuff like that. It was cool, but yeah, that one I never picked up. And so there are things that I don't have, but I still consider myself a completionist because, you know, one or two items here and there, but it's like pretty much everything that hits shelves I'm going to get for Masters of the Universe.
All right. So with this one, it's kind of it's a multi-parter, but are you, you know, I mean, obviously we can see behind you, loose or sealed or both?
Loose.
100% loose, nothing sealed?
Oh, no, I have sealed stuff. Like we were talking a couple weeks ago, like with that Evelyn figure, things that are that have just amazing packaging. Me having a background in printing and seeing how things are made in that way, you know, when I see like a really good package, that's why when Mattel was doing the DC stuff and the Masters of the Universe stuff, they would come out with the craziest packages for their DC line and some of their Masters of the Universe figures back then. And it would just, I'd be blown away, you know? So some of that stuff, I was like, there's no way I'm going to open this because the package itself is artwork. Mm-hmm. Back in, I don't even know what year, but Mattel was doing the DC figures and they came out with the White Man Bat, and this thing came in a box, and then you opened that box and it would look like a crate that came from Wayne Enterprises. You open that box up and it was all furry, and then you would open up even further. And the cool thing is like, they're kind of like collector friendly because you can mm-hmm. play with the box, you know, and you'd open it up and it would like scream like Man Bat. It was like unbelievable. It's like, whoever designed this thing, it needs some type of award, because it's like, just, you're just like sitting there with your jaw open, you know? So
there's got to be an award for that. I mean, there has to be.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Something. So. But no, there are some things that I definitely, I don't want to open. Some of the DC stuff, like certain figures that I'm like, that's not really needed for a display, you know, I'll keep him in the box or whatever, you mm-hmm. know, there's certain things like that. Like, oh, Ghostbusters. I was doing the retro Ghostbusters. I keep all those on card because
I feel like that's the point of those. It's the presentation.
Right. Yeah. Like, I don't know why somebody would like really open those up unless you want to like actually play with them. But,
or if it's the truth where you have your original ones, maybe you have a kid or something, and you're like, look what dad had when he was a kid. Except for don't play with mine that are like super stupid expensive.
Right. Right. Yeah. So,
and then the kid's like, you got to use your hands. That's a baby's toy.
But, yeah. So, there are definitely things that I keep on card, but it's really not what I'm originally looking for. You know, I'm a toy collector at heart. I'm not buying this stuff to resell it. But there are things that kind of fall through those cracks, and I keep a lot of boxes, like, and I display the boxes behind certain things, like the Transformers. Some of the bigger Transformers came in boxes that were like so cool looking that it was just, it deserves, it's a display in itself. You know, the very first Titan class one was it Metroplex? Is it
mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one behind you, Nate. That mm-hmm. box is done by one of my favorite artists, like, of the last 30 years, Clayton Crane. He did the artwork for the Transformers that those 2 years or whatever. And the box art is just beautiful. So once again, being like in packaging, you know, I'll tell my wife, "Oh, ooh, look at that. Do you see the spot UV on this box? Like, it's so just like right on, you know?" And she's just like, whatever.
That's awesome. So the second part of this question mostly spawns because co-host of the show, who is currently not here, he has this problem where he likes to throw accessories away. So that spawned us asking every guest who comes to sit on the couch, what do you do with your accessories?
I wish I had a example with me right here. Like, so G.I. Joe, for instance, was like the hardest one to keep track of all of their accessories. So I bought it like Party City or Joann's or one of those places, like bags that are like Ziploc bags, but mm-hmm. they're like this big.
Yeah, the drug bags.
Yeah. And I would get all the accessories for like maybe one figure or two figures. Yeah, those.
Mm-hmm. I have some around here somewhere too that I keep.
Various sizes.
Actually, no, I have this one filled with Batman parts. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like I do that, but I go one step further and I have painter's tape, and I write on the painter's tape who it goes to. And then I put that in the bag with it because painter's tape, if it sticks, it's not going to stick hard.
Yeah.
And, you know, then I'll always know. Oh, dude, the G.I. Joes got so out of control. It was like, because when a line first starts, you just start shoving stuff in a bag and you're like, I'll remember all this.
Oh.
And then it's like 100 figures
later. You don't.
Hey, I don't know who comes with this bazooka. then you're on like 40 different websites trying to figure out who came with this bazooka. Yeah, so.
Yeah, been there for sure.
I was going to show off my little bags too. Mine aren't painter's tape, but I do stick a little piece of paper with a printed listing, four-line description printed. Of the figure. So.
Print
yeah.
it.
Yeah, he wow. goes yeah. all out. Nate That's Nate does not, yeah. not fuck around.
Yeah, I print my, like, I was trying to look for one, but
I just imagine
for whatever reason, like,
printer like going back and forth like
yeah, oh, that would be amazing. That is not matrix printer.
Oh god. I'm really That's hoping to find one.
Oh, give me one second. I know.
Oh boy. Well, while Nate goes and finds that, we're going to move on to the next question because it might be a minute. Is there
it's a not
line?
Gonna be a minute.
Okay. Are you sure?
Well,
I'm just trying to make sure, you know, this stays riveting for the viewers.
Where's all my shit, you know?
Oh my goodness.
I think that's riveting for the viewers. It's like, where's all my shit?
Just this old man wandering around the basement trying to find his toys.
Where's my shit?
Oh,
Nate's not coming back. He's going to make like a hot dog and he's
not.
I'm going to go get my whole list.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Well, in that case, we're going to move on to the next question while we wait for Nate to come back. And that is there a line that you wish you could collect but don't for some reason? If so, what is that reason?
I will say, we've talked about it before, the Mafex Hush figures. At first I was like, I'm totally getting these. I'm totally picking these up. I picked up a couple and now I'm like, oh, they're coming out with like a lot now.
To the end of the road on those.
No, they could go so much further. They could go so much further. So I'm like, I don't want to go down that rabbit hole, to keep that up. Another one is the Four Horsemen. Oh my gosh, I'm drawing
Mythics.
A blank. The Mythic Legion, the Cosmic Legions.
Yeah.
I see those at every Toy Hio I go to, and it's just like, I did pick up like two that this guy had. I don't believe they're complete, but they were like $20 or something. I was
That's
like,
not bad.
I was like, I'll pick these up and kind of hide them in my black series display. So, they're just like weird aliens just chilling back there. But yeah, I love that stuff. And, everyone, so like, depending on what the figure is, I will pick up the, figure obscura. So I think I told you guys that, but
yeah, I've got, the figure obscura Headless Horseman. The second version, the with the green flames. Yeah, it's
so
only complaint is I wish they came with stands for the horse so you could have it in more dynamic poses.
Oh yeah,
because I have it with a Mafex stand currently and I'm terrified that the stands is going to give out and it's going to be like flop over, but I tightened the screws on it so it should be fine. My fiance though, she fell in love with the Mythic Legion line. She's not like a huge collector or anything like that, so she's only got a couple and she's gonna just pick and choose like things she finds cool. So right now she's got a centaur, and then Nate will appreciate this, she got the Stinkor that they
nice
because she was like, oh my god, it's a skunk, he's so cute. And I'm just like, I'm not gonna ruin this and tell her it's a He-Man thing, because then she'll be like, oh, I don't know if I like this anymore, kind of thing. Some of this,
why would you not like it, because there's another skunk guy.
I don't know, because
she can have a whole collection of Stinkors.
I don't know, because I feel like for some people, if you're not like a collector of, you know, like a big hardcore collector, if like someone's like, well, actually that is Stinkor from the Masters of the Universe, that it would like ruin the fun for them.
Literally what we do here.
That's what we do for the dreams. Internet, but not for my fiance, who I love very much and wouldn't want to ruin her fun.
I do. I know what you're saying. Like, just being like, oh, a cute skunk person. Mm-hmm. And then like, oh, but actually it's part of this big encompassing thing over here. And it looks really daunting, you know? So I get that.
It makes it more
overwhelming. We just got to peek into my marriage, I guess. I, you know.
Yeah.
But that's how they trick all of us Masters of the Universe collectors. They're like, look, this one kind of looks like Manny Faces. And I was like,
I mean, I don't think it's kind of like, they look pretty. Yeah. They look real, like, if you did a live action movie like nowadays, I feel like the Mythic Legions figures would be what they look like.
Yeah, totally.
I bought one of them. I bought the Trap Jaw one. And then I was like, why? I have 12 Trap Jaws. Like,
and yet you still wouldn't smash them. Now I have
this guy that kind of, well, no, again, Rusty Jaw. Yeah. But I mean, let me ask you this. Let me butt in a little bit, since we're on this subject. You're talking about stands and all that display. Like, do you take pictures of your figures?
I do sometimes, but I'm really not as well versed as some other people out there. And if there
really
could be somewhere I could look up, you know, to find such information, would be amazing.
What if I told you there is?
Oh, really?
You have an interest in toy photography and you're looking to improve your camera skills or simply looking for inspiration. Toytography Magazine has what you need. We offered in-depth interviews with skilled artists, not Michael, not yet, but maybe soon. Tips for lighting, composition, and other areas of photography. That wasn't a joke, because I think Michael's photographs are really cool. Figure posing and working with props. An artist wall, contests, and more. Seriously, expect to see you up there soon. Our quarterly magazine is available in digital and print. Visit the website at toytotographymag.com. Link is in the description below. And you're also welcome to join the Toytography Magazine Facebook page, where you can share your photos, discuss tips, participate in contests. So we'll see you there.
Thank you, Nate. Awesome. Currently, you can pre-order the March edition of the book, of the magazine now. You can also go back and order any of the old ones. Again, it's quarterly, so it's for a year. Go check that out. We greatly appreciate it. Nate, did you find your accessory baggie?
Yeah. Well, I didn't find the baggie, but I actually found one of the sheets.
Oh my God.
That has, so these are the labels that I actually then cut. So every single one follows the same format. So except for Marvel Legends, which kind of throws things off because I have too much information, but usually you always have the manufacturer, the property or film title or cartoon series, whatever, what type of series it is, and then the actual name of the item. So.
My God.
Yeah. Yeah. You can. So then these get then divided up and put in the baggies, which I will tell you has helped. It has helped immensely when you go to like part ways with a collection, a certain thing, because you're just like, oh, here is everything. But again, I got to throw it back to Corey, though, because he's absolutely correct. When you just think, well, I'll remember this one.
You won't.
You won't.
There's a reason why Nate does all this. It's because he thought that, too.
Yeah.
And then when you're like, oh, I think I'm going to sell these. And then you get like that anxiety. You're like, well, where are all the parts? And then it's like,
I guess I'm not going to sell it.
Yeah.
Worst part is, so I do bag them individually, and usually they have things that indicate like it's different. Cause I don't do a lot of the like Marvel Legends stuff where you get the same hands 37 times. So like, mm-hmm. It's a little easier for me, but even then, like I keep them in so many different places. Cause some of them, they'll go like the Mafex figures, they get the little baggie. And then I have the little photo cases from, Michael's, that I keep them in, and then I have them separate because I usually use those more for photos. And then I have like a bin that's just like all the turtle stuff, all the Joe stuff, like essentially anything that I don't immediately need on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And digging through that sometimes is a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it's like I have younger kids, and you know, me growing up, like I had Legos all the time. And then it was like super easy when I got older, and it was like, wow, my Lego sets are going for a lot of money. I'm going to make some money on these, you know, buy Ice Planet. But having kids and then not having it organized. Mm-hmm. Now I have like 2 50-gallon totes of Legos, and you know, my wife's like, just sell them. And I'm like, but if we separated them,
they'd be worth so much more
money. We would, if we built all these sets again, And so now they just sit there. So there's no way I'm building those sets.
Yeah, that'd be a nightmare to just do it from a tub. Not even, like, it's already a nightmare when you have the individual packs and you don't think ahead and you like open them all. I can't imagine them doing that times 30 because you've got a giant tub that you're digging through other sets.
Right. And there's like instruction manuals. It's like this many, you know, so and then, like, you're looking at it. And
it'd almost be an attempt to, like, maybe if you sold them with the instructions in the boxes and be like, all these are in here.
They're definitely in here. Just trust me. Don't call me.
Like you could go for, you could probably do it at like a really decent bulk price where someone feels comfortable where like, okay, if there's something missing, it's not the end of the world kind of thing. But yeah.
So are you saying you want to buy my Legos?
Oh God, no. I did Legos for a while and that shit's too expensive for my blood.
They're my kids' Legos though. So they're like Barbie and Friends.
Oh.
Or whatever, Lego Friends, so.
Even better. So we're here to the last question, and as I mentioned, I did change things up a little bit, but this one kind of stayed the same. And that is, do you have a white whale, a holy grail, that one figure to rule them all? Like the one thing that like you either are still looking for that would be the be all end all, or something that is like the highlight of your collection?
I would say this has changed, that my answer has to this would have been completely different like a year ago.
Mine too.
Because I was under the impression Super 7 was rebuilding the Ninja Turtle line, you know? So I was like, yes, all these Ninja Turtles that look like when I was a kid, but they're bigger and they're cooler. Now that that's not the case, I don't know if you guys know this, but it hurts me immensely that they are not
finishing
this line. Like, I'm sorry I bring it up every week. But I feel for you.
It is fun for me to make fun of, but I also understand the hurt.
I feel bad for everyone who has to go through it.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, if like I was in that situation, I'd hate it.
Oh, I'd be super pissed.
But being on the side of it where it's like, we predicted it, so we didn't get involved in it. Kind of like also
halfway through. They got halfway through, and then they're like, "Hey, like no announcement, no nothing." You know, sorry to derail thing, but it's like,
okay. We also don't know the reasoning behind it. It could have been like, "Oh, these aren't selling as well," or it could have been Playmates was like, "Yo, get fucked."
Playmates was totally like,
yeah. That seems like the more likely answer, but we'll never know.
They went back to Nickelodeon and, you know, whined about it. Hopefully, what I'm hoping for is that after this next wave of Playmates, because they aren't selling the way I think they thought they were going to, because, like, honestly, like, why, like, some of these that they're coming out with are like, why would you reissue that?
Mm-hmm.
That's what killed the line in the first place, you know. Ninja Mutations, like, what are you doing? But anyways, I digress. So I have regretted and then not regretted and then regretted and then not regretted selling my entire vintage line of Ninja Turtles. I've sold everything. I had everything. Like, I had all of it. And, when I got married, I sold most of my original Masters of the Universe only because of the degradation issues with like the rubber insides and stuff. So, that's also why Origins was so fun for me now. But, the Playmates was supposed to supplement that like Origins has done with Masters. And now they're not doing it. And now I have no vintage turtles. And some of them are like, it's like, oh, I'm never going to get, you know, a Hotspot. I'm never going to get, like, Navy SEALs Michelangelo, you know? I love Navy SEALs Michelangelo. I mean, I could easily go out and buy them now, but then I'm like, it's not the collection anymore. Mm-hmm. And I'm mad, and then at the same time, I, like, don't want to put the effort in to, like, find all that crap again. So, yeah, it's cool they got Scratch out, because Scratch was, like,
$1,500,
I sold that a while back. I did not get $1,500 for mine because when I sold it, like when I got married, I was like, there's no way this figure is going to be worth any more than this. You know, back then it was like, I think I got 800 for it, but I was
still
like,
not bad for.
Yeah. There's no way anybody's going to pay more than $800 for this figure. And then it's like now, you know, totally insane, but there's a lot of bootlegs out there now and stuff. It's kind of messing it all up. So yeah, there are definitely some Ninja Turtles that I'm not ever gonna go back and try to get them, but at the same time I hurt so bad not having some of those. So I guess mean, if there was a white whale, that would be it.
So let me ask you this though, this is going into maybe a little bit, and this might be a sensitive area, and so I apologize ahead of time, but
I knew it was coming.
With the way it was taking Super 7 to release figures anyway, there's no way they would have completed the line before you died.
they only need 29 more.
Right.
And 2 years per thing, that's another 60 years.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think my estimations are that off. Yeah,
the ripe old age of 103, and he's like, yeah.
I won't be here to see it, so I know that. While they're not releasing as many vintage-inspired figures as they once were, there's still, like, one or two a wave. Can't you continue that? Oh, or is it dead to you?
I will definitely continue getting the vintage ones, but, like, as cool as Leonardo as Lone Wolf and Cub is, that's an awesome idea. I can't support it at $55.
Yeah.
I can't, this is one of those times where I can't argue with you on that because it's ridiculous. And that might be for someone.
Right.
But that's not for everyone.
Yeah.
It's
at $25. I'd be like, yeah, I think I'll do that. But
oh, for sure. But, and also with like some of already said, like the repainting issue, before this non-announcement came through that they really weren't going to be going in that direction and things were going to be changing, I was like all in. Like I did get that flocked Splinter because he came with that series, but with the series after this that's coming now, I was like, I'm not getting Armorized Shredder. I'm not like as cool as Gorilla is. I don't even want him though, because he's based off of a character that was in the comic books and he's not based off of Sergeant Bananas. Like Sergeant Bananas mutated, like in, like not mutated, but kind of evolved into him in a, like a character producing standpoint. Mm-hmm. But that is not Sergeant Bananas, you know, and that's kind of like who I wanted. And I remember being on my lunch break and seeing the post.
Oh, I remember getting that message.
You remember that? And I was like, what the hell are they doing?
That's the beginning of the end.
Yeah.
Right there.
And it was just so confusing. It was like, well, where's, are they going to make Sergeant Bananas? Because this dude ain't it. Like, I like the way that figure looks and the figure's awesome. But how much is that guy? He's like super expensive, right?
I don't know. He was early in the line though, before they did a bunch of price hikes. So he might just be normal price.
I don't know. I think he was more expensive, but like.
But more expensive back then might be normal price now.
Oh yeah. Well, I don't know about that, but man, you give me stuff like this all day long.
Right.
I don't know. It's just it's my biggest toy collecting bummer in like a long time that I can remember, you know. It's just like, it's like baffling to me that they couldn't make this work. So we are getting a kind of vintage Rat King now though, so I'm happy about that, and I will pick him up. And there's talk that Ramen Toys is going to make his crossbow, so maybe that'll happen. But Yeah, I'll definitely, if they keep making those vintage ones, like one or two or whatever, I'll be all about it. But as of right now, I'm super bummed about it. So, yeah.
All right.
I don't even remember what the question was.
It was the Holy Grail, which was your vintage turtle collection before, you know, Super 7 betrayed you. So yeah, that's been the return of Modern Toy Therapy. Let us know in the comments below, one, who, if you or anyone who you'd like to see come sit on the couch, and two, if you don't want to come sit on the couch, maybe just answer some of the questions in the comments below. Let us know about your collecting habits. I'm very curious to see what you got. In the meantime, though, you can check us out Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at Modern Toy Fair. And if you enjoyed this video, please make sure to like and subscribe. It helps us out and gets you a bunch of toy-led content in your feed. We've got reviews, how to pose videos, customizing videos, weekly live stream, weekly podcast, weekly toy hunts, all sorts of stuff. So check that out as well. If you're already a fan of the channel and like to help support us, though, you can go over patreon.com/ModernToyFair. A bunch of different tiers of different rewards. Everything from getting videos early to getting physical prints of the photos I take. We've got some free trials down the link below in the description as well. Corey, why don't you let everybody know where they can find you?
If you Google search file consumption, I am on all the social medias. I have a store where you can purchase homage prints of horror / comic book posters. I made a set of trading cards, all sorts of stuff like that. Instagram is my favorite. That's what I always post on, but the algorithm is junk, so nobody ever sees the stuff. But yeah, so and I also started a I kind of like a toy photography, more toy geared Instagram page for that type of stuff, and it's called Action Figure Project. So that's where I'll be posting all of my toy photos after I get Toytography magazine.
Awesome. We will have links for those down in the description below as well. Nate, what you got for us?
So this week we got a brand new video podcast that's starting up, or maybe it's an audio podcast. I haven't decided yet what it's going to be, but what we're doing is, it's called Corey-licious. And, so what this is an exciting exploration of how pop music is made. And we discuss, I love this. I'm sorry. I have to break for a second that, our buddy here, Sook Matane, who I forgot to give credit to, and I do need to give credit here. As he describes, we discuss Fergie's new hit single, Corey-licious. And I just want to point out that Fergalicious came out in 2006. It's a new decade. It's a new song.
It's a banger.
And I guess she's going back to her roots in this, which is Corey-licious. And we speculate whether or not Modern Toy Fair's very own, although not fully owned, Corey is secretly dating the lead singer of the Black Eyed Peas. Again, just very quickly. Do we know that the Black Eyed Peas still exist as a group?
I don't think she's in it.
They do. I think
it's just what Andre 3000 and that other dude at this point.
Oh, stop talking. Don't. Stop talking. Just, you're making it. No.
All I know is that,
careful.
I'll beat Josh Duhamel's ass.
There you go. There you go. That's a, there
I'll
we
beat
go.
His ass.
This one's also a bit questionable as well, because I don't know that we should be doing this, but we will also be doing a belly check on Fergie to see if she's carrying any little Corys. But I do think it's appropriate, and it's not listed here, but I do think at the end, Sukma, if I could just provide a little bit of constructive criticism, don't forget to put a little belly check at the end with an exclamation point. I do enjoy that. Belly check. I do like that. But we're not going to do that on Fergie, at least not without an attorney and her doctor present. I don't think that we should be behind the partition, or, you know, on the other side of the partition where she is. We should be on the other side if she agrees to any of this.
So lady lumps, mm-hmm, are babies?
Baby bumps. That's her new. That's her second hit single that comes out next month after Corylicious becomes the top.
So she's really riding the wave of early to mid, actually more towards later 2000s nostalgia.
Yeah, I mean that's the name of the game now is nostalgia.
I talked to her about making a country song too, because that's
my
thing too.
Yep, it is cool.
Well, on that note, hopefully we see you next week. Same toy time, same toy fair channel. Thank you for watching.
That Beyonce song is a good song, though. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I like it.
To do it now.
All right. A huge thank you to our Patreon members. Is that what it is? Are they members? Or are they followers? Sukma Tank, Jason Miller, Kevin Hernandez, Aaron Samples, The 45th Lyric, Christopher, David Finn, and last but not least, Boogeyman 13.